Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, 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 everybody. Will Johnson. In studio with me is Shannon. And, of course, I want to say thank you to Annie, as I always do. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Please do me a favor. You know the routine. You know the routine. Get out your mobile device and send me a text. Send me a text. Type my name, W-I-L-L, and send it to 88202. The number is 88202. And just type my name, and you'll get some awesome information that you're not getting anywhere else. Thank you for joining us this Thursday, March 11th, 2021. Man, 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 do we have a lot to talk about, but we're going to talk about our main thing and how the Democrats are pushing to, you know, let me just say it like this. The only reason why Vice President Biden is in the White House is because they want to have a Madam President. That's what it all comes down to. They want a Madam President. It's like they're itching for it so bad, they're willing to put the country in such a bad situation just to get it. And see, they didn't want a Madam President under Biden or under President Trump. They want a Madam President that is a Democrat. That's what it comes down to. They want a Madam President that is a Democrat that they can control. Because, see, strong women like Annie and yourself that are conservatives, you can't be controlled. Marjorie Taylor Greene, you can't be controlled.
But
and that
the
is
thing.
The problem for them. But wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
I know people might want to give us a call to talk about this. Because, you know, I mean, seriously, Biden has how many days left? His fuse is really short. But if someone wants to give us a call, what number would that be?
So the number is 516-595-8069.
One more time, because someone probably didn't have a pen. You know, we'll delay just a little bit so someone get a pen and paper and so they can get the number. What is it? One more time.
516-595-8069 and press 1 to come on with Will. So what I was going to say was the Democrat in power perhaps want a woman in charge because Kamala Harris did not do that good in the primaries. I mean, literally.
She dropped out.
Because nobody was supporting her.
Yeah, she dropped out.
People weren't. They did not like Kamala Harris as far as the American people went. So, but this is one way they can get her in there, you know, get Joe in there and slowly but surely maybe put her in power. Matt Gaetz, can we show the clip of Matt Gaetz? Matt Gaetz was on Fox News Sunday, and he even said, that you have to wonder whether or not the transition to Harris has already begun, right?
Well, you know, we're going to play the clip with Matt Gaetz.
Mm-hmm.
But Biden, Vice President Biden, he's been declining even before the election. He was saying stuff that, you know, just bumbling, just wah, wah, blah, 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 blah. He can never complete a sentence. This is before the election. And this is the reason why he would stay from the press. He was staying in the basement. They were calling it out. Why won't he take any questions? And even now, he's been in the White House for how long? And he still hasn't taken a single or done a single press conference.
Right.
And I've seen people out online go, well, you know, press secretary McAnally, she wouldn't even take any questions. Right? And then she said, and then they go, well, because Trump wouldn't take any questions. Well, the reason why she really wasn't doing anything that much is because President Trump was doing a press conference.
She always took questions.
Well, she took questions, but they're saying that they go as far as saying that President Trump never talked to the press. They're saying that now,
well,
which is a blatant lie.
Actually, they were saying his press secretary did not have daily briefings like Psaki is having for Biden, and she said the reason why that was is because Trump was speaking for himself. He was out there all the time talking to the press. You know, when – I mean, let's talk about what's happening in Syria. You know, if what was happening in Syria happened under Trump, Trump would be out there talking to the American people and telling them what is going on, right? It's completely silent under Biden. He's done so much. He's opened up our borders. He's stimulated some tension in the Middle East. He's creating tension in Washington. And here he's completely silent. And when they ask him questions, literally, they asked his press secretary, they said, okay, when is Biden going to have a press conference? And she said, well, he's so busy. You know, he made all these promises to do all these things, and he's working on those things. Well, there's not a single president, number one, that's not busy the minute he gets into office. That's just an excuse, right?
Of course.
She said this, and then the guy came back and she said, well, you know, he is answering questions, though. And he said, well, there may be certain things when he comes out and says he's this is what's happening. And they say, oh, we'll take questions. He said they only let one or two questions get out there and then they rush us out or they rush him out. Literally, the guy's saying this in the press conference. And she just seemed like she just.
Well, you know,
to decide, like, well, that's not a big deal. He's busy.
Well, let me just say this. You know what it really comes down to is that they know that Biden is declining. There's something wrong with him. And I've been saying this even before the election, that it's elderly abuse what they're doing to him.
Yeah.
It's elderly abuse.
Yeah.
And you got to kind of feel sorry for the old man. And I said, y'all should have let the old man retire. Mm-hmm. Y'all should have let him retire and, you know, sit on the beach somewhere or wherever he is at the pool, you know, looking at the sun, glistening through his hair, you know, I mean, you know,
yeah,
the story. But they, you know, I mean, the thing is, it's elderly abuse what they're doing to him. They know that he's declining. And just like what Matt Gaetz was saying in the video that we're going to play here in a minute, that he straight up is allowing, it really looked like that Kamala Harris is about to take control. The transition is taking place. Seriously.
Right. It is interesting the role that she has taken. It's a little bit more bigger role than some of the past vice presidents have taken. What we know is that Kamala Harris is she's taken a very active role in foreign policy. In fact, she's taking calls with secretaries of defense, and she's becoming a very vocal participant in policy decisions regarding Iran and Saudi Arabia. She's calling world leaders by herself. I mean, Biden's not, the president of the United States is not even in the room when this brand new vice president, brand new, is taking calls with world leaders. And the scary thing is foreign policy is not even a strong thing for her. She's never been in a position where she's dealt with foreign policy at this level and with world leaders. So why is she taking these calls instead of him? It's a question people are asking.
That's the million-dollar question. And no other time did you see Mike Pence taking calls from world leaders for President Trump. You didn't see it. It didn't happen. And the only time there was any interaction between other world leaders and Mike Pence is when President Trump had Mike Pence working on something. And, you know, I think Mike Pence, and not to get into Mike Pence, the whole thing with Mike Pence, because I think he pretty much stabbed President Trump in the back. But to Mike Pence, the only time he was, you know, like I said, he was working on something, for example, like the whole Corona Task Force, President Trump appointed him to that, but President Trump still stepped up. He still stepped up to it. He took charge, because of the situation. And Mike Pence apparently wasn't doing what he should have been doing. And that's the reason why we went down this whole road. But anyways, I digress. But the whole point is that Kamala Harris, they purposely did this. They purposely put Kamala Harris with Biden so then that way that they can end up with a Madam President. Because these people aren't stupid. These people are not stupid. They see and they know Biden was having issues. So they purposely put Kamala Harris there because they knew that the American people would never vote for someone like Kamala Harris, which is Hillary Rodham Clinton 2.0. They know this.
And, you know, it's interesting because you just brought up about Mike Pence leading the charge with coronavirus. And you remember how much criticism the media gave Trump and Pence for putting Pence in charge of it?
Yep. Yep.
Well, Biden has done the same thing with Kamala Harris. She's leading the charge on the coronavirus as well. She's been actively traveling around the country talking about vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
She led the $9 trillion stimulus package. She was a part of that. Of course, she was the vote that actually put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, exactly.
The people that didn't want it.
But you know, she's like the person in the forefront, right? Because Biden can't do it. Biden can't take any questions. Biden can't talk to the press.
Right. Yeah, you don't see him doing what she's doing.
No.
I mean,
you
she's
don't.
Definitely out there. She's definitely traveling for him. She's definitely doing more speeches and taking questions more than he is.
This is so disturbing.
Right.
I mean, this is so disturbing that another hoax, another lie actually took place. And now they have they might as well just go ahead and start calling her Madam President. I mean, it's ridiculous. So let's listen to what Matt Gaetz has to say about this, because even before Matt Gaetz mentioned it, Matt Gaetz to start talking about it, many other people be calling it out too. Many people have been calling it out.
Yeah, you actually brought it up. It's so interesting because you brought it up the day before I saw this video. You and I had a conversation, and you're like, I wonder how many more days it is going to be until Kamala gets into office.
Well, before she takes over. She's already office. Before she takes over from, I can't remember, I don't know nothing, Biden. I don't even know where I'm at, Biden. It's just days. It's a matter of days, and be honest with you. My opinion, it's a matter of days.
Make it a year?
It's not, seriously, I can't even see him lasting 6 months. Seriously, this is probably going to be the shortest term ever. And maybe within the first 100 days, because he's declining terribly. But let's listen to what Matt Gaetz has to say.
President Biden is nearly halfway through his first 100 days. He has yet to hold a press conference. He has yet to take questions. He said he wanted to take questions the other night. They turned the lights out on him. And then you've got Vice President Kamala Harris meeting with international leaders, Benjamin Netanyahu, Macron, all of these leaders that she's doing these meetings. What is going on? Are we getting ready for some kind of a transition?
You have to wonder whether or not the transition to Harris has already begun. Joe Biden's had more nap time than he's had questions from reporters. And you're right, while the Middle Kingdom grows more ambitious in their goals, we are still toiling away in the Middle East. Joe Biden has had more attacks on Syria than he's had press conferences. And so you have to ask to the progressive voters, is this really what you expected? Is this what you wanted? A warmonger president like Joe Biden, when Donald Trump did so much to bring peace to the world, to actually confront the real threat, China, not to be trying to build democracies out of blood and sand and Arab militias in some desert far away.
And that's because Biden and the Democrats answer to China. That's the reason why they're ignoring China, which is actually the real threat here, which is the reason why we have this whole mass mandate, the reason why they're doing the social distancing, the reason why we're in this, America is now becoming a communist nation. It's because of China. They're all ignoring that.
Right. Let me ask you, if you are a world leader, let's say Macron, Netanyahu, like he just mentioned, and you were pushed off onto the vice president to talk to instead of the president, what would you be thinking?
I'm thinking that there's something wrong with them. And, you know, they probably give it some kind of excuse saying, you know, Biden is tied up. He might literally be tied up. But I'm.
But you're talking about world leaders.
Without even being there, I'm willing to bet that they're giving this kind of story, some lame story, lying to them, saying, "Well, Biden is tied up. He's unable to come right now. He asked me to do this because he's working this." And they're probably, and you know what? They're probably blaming it that he can't talk to them on the phone because of COVID.
Well, as a world leader, you know, all these world leaders are just as busy as Biden. I mean, he's not an exception to being busy, right? And yet they make time to have a conversation with him. It's really insulting, or it would seem to me, that Kamala Harris is now the one talking to me because I'm too busy, if that's the excuse. We don't know for sure what is happening. But I would be wondering what exactly is happening. You know, why? And of course, it's no secret, right? Everything is on social media. It isn't within the borders of America. It's across the world. So,
well, they're trying to do what they're doing in China and suppress the information and not allow stuff to get out of the United States. They're really trying to do that. You have the big tech companies working side by side doing it as well. But here in this case, Biden is probably taking a nap, the reason why he can't come to the phone. Blaming him for something, because imagine, as soon as he gets on the phone with these world leaders, and he can't even remember who he's talking to.
I know, he can't even put a sentence together.
Just think about it.
Right.
If he's talking to Benjamin Netanyahu and he can't even remember who he's talking to.
Right. Wasn't he just in a press conference and he forgot who his Secretary of Defense was? Is that what it was?
There was. Let's play that clip because he actually went in front of the cameras, and it's probably, I wouldn't be surprised if it was pre-recorded. You would think that they would try to fix that before they release it, but maybe I'm assuming.
I mean, there's
that it
video.
Was
live. I mean,
but yeah, so listen to what he says about the Pentagon. He can't even remember the Pentagon. I mean, it's just so bizarre, people. Is this really real? Is this really real? Is this really happening? Just think about it. Listen. I mean, it's so bizarre.
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general, I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about and for recommending these two women for promotion. Thank you all. May God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
I mean, seriously.
Right. Now, some people will sit there and they'll excuse it, right? Well, okay, you know, that happens. He's old, whatever, right?
You know what? That's exactly – I actually – listen to this one.
Okay.
Because someone said that very same thing. Oh, that's how old people – that's how old men talk, right? Listen to this.
More than 400 small businesses closed unnecessarily.
The vast majority of economists, left, right, and center, from Wall Street to the private economic polling initiatives. The economists, as I said, left, right, and center, say, in addition to the needs the people have, we need this to grow the economy.
This is the man in charge of our nation? Are you kidding me, people? This is the man in charge of, think about it. He's flying the airplane, everybody. Mm-hmm. He's the one pushing the buttons.
Right, yeah. You know, listen, my dad was 80 years old before he passed away, and he was more articulate and can complete a sentence better than Joe Biden can.
I mean, my goodness.
So it's
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous that people are excusing that instead of really paying attention. Why can't this guy put a sentence together? Why can't he remember names? Why can't he take questions? Right? And when he does take questions, he fumbles, he stumbles, he can't remember, and then he, you know, and then all of a sudden he gets cut off. There's a reason why they cut him off. They know at that point he's lost it. Like, there's no way to reel him back, right?
Yeah.
He's not going to recover well
right.
in that
And that's why you get people like Matt Gaetz and many others acknowledging that Biden is suffering from something. He's going through something. And it really looks like Kamala Harris is already making the transition. She's
right.
doing the job. She's actually doing his job.
Right. So
if she's doing his job, what is he doing? Is
right.
he, I mean, maybe right. Joe, Sleepy Joe, is taking a nap.
Right. And so for those people that are still naysayers, for those people out there going, I don't really think that's happening. If you think that it's not big enough that she's taking, you know, calls with world leaders and running the coronavirus effort, she's also taken a huge part in everything that Biden does every single day. She spends several hours, they spend several hours together every single day. And this isn't something I'm making up. It was actually an article that was in ABC News. And what's happening is she's in the Oval Office meetings every day. She's meeting with him when he's with Congress, when he's with governors, mayors, world leaders. She is with him, right? They have conversations before the meetings. She's the first one in there. She's the last one to leave. During meetings, she actually, they pull it aside and actually have conversations while they're having meetings. To me,
I mean, Biden is asking her for advice. Biden is asking her what to do. She's already in control. The question to me is, why are people not acknowledging it when it's actually happening? And like I said in the beginning of this, the reason why that she's there with Biden is because they are itching so bad to say Madam President.
Right. And, you know, he's saying that he wants her there. This was part of his plan. He wants her to be in every single part of his presidency. He wants advice from her. And I'm sitting here going, listen, I understand advice. You know, I understand, you know, getting all the information gathered before you make a decision. Like, I get that. That's a responsible thing to do as a president. But I think he just doesn't know what to do. I think he depends on everybody else to tell him what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And he's just the face right now.
He's literally a puppet. I remember before the election, they were saying that they need somebody that they can control. And Biden is that one, is that person.
Well, so is Kamala.
And what Kamala,
she's right
Kamala,
there with
she'll
do anything.
They're
to be
all
in power. Gorgeous.
Yeah, she'll do anything. And, you know, she's got to be itching to replace him. She's just sit there. She's waiting. And be honest with you, I think once she becomes Madam President, because I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. There's no way that he can last for 6 months in the condition that he's already in. He's declining every single day. If they're not already doing it, they're doing articles, you know, for the 25th Amendment to remove him. Seriously. And he's going to go right along with it.
They definitely are. If she's not going to take Biden's place in the 4 years of his administration, they're definitely prepping her for the next 4 years.
You don't think that she's going to take Biden's place in this 4 years?
Oh, I think it's very possible. I let me tell you what.
I'm calling it out now. I mean, seriously, you look at him and he's declining. He can't even remember where he is half the time.
As active as she is, and she's doing more than he is as far as, well, you know, it appears she's the one doing the traveling. She's the one doing the talking. She's the one taking world leader calls. She's the one dealing with coronavirus. And he sits there and shows up to sign yet another executive order, right? It's pretty crazy. I don't know what's going to happen. I think that she definitely at some point will be put in position because, let's be honest, he can't do another 4 years.
He's not an eight-year president.
Period.
Even on the liberal media, they were saying that there's no way that he can do another 4 years. They seriously put in a puppet.
I mean, it hasn't even been 100 days. And he can't even put a sentence together.
He couldn't put a sentence together before the election.
And he's so busy, he can't even have a conference call. And he can't handle world leader phone calls. And he can't, I mean, give me a break.
He's so busy, he can't do his job.
Right, he can't remember who's in his cabinet. He's the one that supposedly are picking him.
He can't even remember where he's waking up at. He said he has to look over at Jill. Where are we again?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. I can't believe that some of the Democrats that voted for him are looking at what is happening to America. Literally, I mean, we're almost at war in the Middle East. We have a war at our borders. I mean, I think we should take probably the last 30 minutes and talk about the crisis that's happening on the border.
Well, you know what? But you know what they're doing when they see Biden this way? Mm-hmm. They're making excuses for it. They're literally lying to themselves, saying that he's still better than Trump. He's still better than Trump. The man can't even remember. I mean, he can't even remember where he is, but they're saying he's still better than Trump. It's the whole thing about vote blue no matter who. It's so disturbing that our country is in this situation, in this predicament. It's extremely disturbing.
Hey, Liz, if you want to give us a call, I'm going to give you that number real quick. Get a pen and paper and give Will a call. The number is 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on and talk to us. Listen, I want to know what you guys think. Do you guys think that Kamala Harris is being groomed to come up in the next, I don't know, within the next 4 years to take over?
It's not even
the
next 4 years. You keep going to 4 years.
I said within the next 4 years.
You keep going up to 4 years. Maybe 4 more weeks.
I think
that's a bit. I know that's stretching it out, but
was that one movie where something vacation? You know, where the
National Lampoon's Vacation?
No, where the guy died.
Weekend at Biden.
And they keep popping him up. You know? He's like on the beach waving.
It's weekend, Biden, and Kamala Harris is sitting there holding his hand. Wave, everybody. And you know that face smile? She's like,
that's what I see is happening right now. My question is how long can they get along with the dead Biden in place, right? You know? Bernie's like smiling and stuff and waving at people, and people are like, oh, yeah, look at, he's so great.
Yeah. And then it moves his mouth. Blah, 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 blah. That explains why he can't complete a sentence.
It's so funny, yeah.
It's so ridiculous. Mm. It's 100% ridiculous. And, you know, you think, is this really our world? And like I mentioned a second ago, people, they know that what Biden is declining. People know that there's a problem here. People know that there's a problem. But they're so bitter, they're so hateful, they're so angry, they despise Trump so much. That's what the whole thing, vote blue no matter who.
I mean,
about.
I know you're
it
saying
it doesn't
that.
Matter. They're right. Like, we'll go with a lie just to get rid of Trump. We'll even tell ourselves a lie and believe it just to get rid of Trump. We want to be deceived just to get rid of Trump. That's what's happening here.
Right.
And they're going along, and they're making an excuse for it because they're lying to themselves and believing every single bit of it.
Well, I think that's more what it is. I think they're lying to themselves.
That's what it is. They're lying to themselves, and they're believing it.
Right.
I mean, seriously, they've convinced themselves to believe the lie when they know it's a lie. And, let's talk about – we're going to talk about the border a little bit here, too, because Kamala Harris, she – of course, did the press conference instead of Vice President Biden doing the press conference. And she went on there saying that, talking about this is pertaining to the border because the stimulus bill, right? That $1.9 trillion that every taxpayer, every American, there's 320 Americans in the nation. And if you divide $1.9 trillion with 30 million people, you're talking roughly about $5,700 and some change, right? That every taxpayer, every American would have to pay. You know, that's how it comes about. So anyways, Kamala Harris straight up said that this stimulus is going to make it to where Latinos or Hispanics and Black people will finally come out of poverty.
That's devastating.
The government is here to save you. The government is here to save the day. Oh, my goodness.
The stimulus bill is more about their agenda and helping people overseas and the global agenda than it is about the American people and stimulating our economy.
I mean, look at the percentage. Look at the percentage supposedly going to the actual COVID relief. The percentage of it is extremely low compared to the rest of it. And then they make excuses for all the money. And then they pass it without a single vote from a Republican. People.
They have control of the
people,
Senate.
So. If you don't think that they're getting ready to tear this country down even more, then you are totally asleep.
So Biden has said that he wants to tax businesses to help pay for that stimulus package. You know what I always think? I always think, to me, you know, if you're a business owner, in most cases, when you come up with a plan, you come up with a plan to pay for it. I believe that Congress should always, with their packages, come up with a way to pay for it before they vote on it. I don't believe that you should come up with a package and just think, oh, well, yeah, there's $1.9 trillion dollars somewhere. We'll figure that out later. Let's just go ahead and pass it, right? I mean, that's just irresponsible.
Or we'll just squeeze it out of the Americans.
Right. You know, Trump actually, when he went into office, he went into all the spending and started eliminating some of this just irresponsible spending.
Right.
Because he's like, he knows, right? You don't come up with a plan without a way to pay for it. You have to have a way to pay for it.
You're talking about common sense, and we're talking about Democrats who don't have any
so
of that.
They're going to put the burden on business owners. Let me tell you what do you think is going to happen, right? We already have 17 million people unemployed right now. We have over 300,000 people that Joe Biden just gave a green card to that were just here, you know, before.
Well, you know, they're rushing the border so they can get their check too.
Right. And they're demanding it.
Oh, yeah, they're rushing to the border. Give us our check. Give us our check, oh, Biden.
Right. So what is going to happen to these businesses, right? If now they have to pay extra taxes. Listen, there's even admitting that America business owners and people are in trouble because of the pandemic, and yet you're going to put another burden on top of businesses that have already suffered so much. So much.
Yeah. What is,
there's no relief. They're not relieving them.
Yeah, there's no relief.
Burden them in the name
of... You know why they're doing this, right?
What?
You know why they're doing this, right? To the businesses. You know why they're doing this to the businesses, right?
Yeah, because they want to destroy America.
Well, yeah, they want to destroy America. It's all part of the Build Back Better plan. The whole Build Back Better.
There's no Build Back Better plan.
No, that's what it is. That is the Build Back Better plan.
To destroy America. What's the Building Us Back plan?
Well, the whole Build Back Better came from this World Economic...
Yeah, it's just words.
This World Economic Organization. Mm-hmm. That's where the Biden administration got that from in the first place, the whole Build Back Better, because they want to build back. Basically, what it comes down to is that they have this World Economic Organization that believe that they're Marxists, basically. They believe capitalism has run its course, and the best way to do it is to do a reset. They have this whole global reset that they're implementing right now, right before everybody's eyes. It's not a dream, everybody. So the thing is they have to tear down all of the businesses, because you know they've already said that the small business in the United States of America needs to go away, and if they comply with the $15 an hour, and then once they comply with the $15 an hour, what's going to end up happening to the small business, they're going to shut down. And then the businesses right now with the whole stimulus bill that they're going to put the bill over to them, that's going to end up taxing them more, it's going to end up shutting them down. Right. Once they get it to where they can shut down all of these small businesses and only have these huge businesses like Amazon, Walmart, Target, et cetera, Home Depot, then they will be able to bring in the one world currency and have everyone comply to their new economic system. That's what it's all about. You have to tear it all down in order to build it back. And their motto is, we're going to build back better.
So fortunately, the amendment for the $15 an hour did not pass. Unanimously, it did not pass, by the way. It wasn't just, you know, Republicans. A large amount of Democrats disagreed with it, too, because they know it's very hurtful to businesses. Now, there may be certain states.
Well, California being,
you know,
one
such
of them.
As California.
That well, you know, like places tax. Like New York, because of the cost of living, seriously, the minimum wage should probably be $60 an hour in New York.
Well,
it's just because of the cost of living. But the only problem with that, the when you increase the minimum wage, they increase milk. Milk would probably be $130 if they were to do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a domino effect to everything
right.
that we do, right? Yeah, pretty crazy.
It is crazy, 100% crazy. But let me play this clip that we have from the soon-to-be Madam President. My goodness, oh my goodness, it sounds so disgusting. But listen to what she says about how this whole stimulus is going to bring Hispanics and Black people out of poverty.
The American Rescue Plan will also get $1,400 checks in the pockets of people who need them most. And a $3,000 tax credit per child. Think about it. This plan will actually lift 1 in 3 Black and Latino Americans who are living in poverty and lift them out of poverty. We will also lift half of America's children who are living in poverty out of poverty. I mean, just think about that. Half of the children in our country who are living in poverty won't be. So the American Rescue Plan, for that and so many other reasons, is, we are happy to say, incredibly popular. And the support for it is broad and it is bipartisan. 3 in 4 Americans support the bill. Democratic and Republican mayors and local leaders have endorsed it. And of course, so has the National League of Cities. And thank you for that.
Oh, my goodness. The American Rescue Plan.
It's not bipartisan.
It's not bipartisan, but
that's
the American Rescue Plan. Where the government is here to rescue you. You know, when the government comes to say that they're here to rescue you, oh my goodness, look out. Look out. History's repeating itself.
Yeah.
History's repeating itself. It's about to get really, really bad.
Yeah. There's nothing in that bill that's going to lift people out of poverty. That's a complete lie. You can't tell me that even, you know, this week they're saying that $1,400 stimulus payments are going to start being paid this weekend. Let me tell you, has $1,400 ever lifted you out of poverty? It's a one-time payment. It's going to be gone. And probably by the end of the week or within 2 weeks, if somebody's really good about budgeting, that's not going to lift anybody out of anything. Now, if you want to split that $1.9 trillion across all the Americans, adult Americans in the United States, well, now that might help a little bit more, right? But it's not about the American people. She says these things. And it's interesting to me because I wonder when it doesn't happen, what these people are going to say. Are they going to excuse it? Are they just going to just forget about it? Because they've never been lifted out of poverty by the Democrats.
I think her whole gist is that they're going to give the parents $1,400, and then they're going to give each one of the children that they have $3,000. So
I thought that was just a tax break, not that they're actually giving them $3,000 per
kid. Oh, yeah. Well, that's some tax break. But some of these parents or some of these women have 3 to 5 kids. That's a nice piece of change. Talking about 3 times 5? I mean, seriously, that's a nice piece of change.
I have 3 kids.
No, I'm talking about 3-5 kids. Some of them have 5 kids.
But
the only reason I bring that
is
up, when I was living in Arkansas, they had these plans for Black women, specifically Black women living in the projects in the hood, that as long as you don't have the father in the household, we'll give you government assistance, and you can have up to 5 kids in the government assistance to get money, welfare checks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But after 5 kids, they have to get your tubes tied. So a lot of these women – were having these kids just so that they could get government assistance. They were making careers out of it.
It's unfortunate. The only way, well, logic would tell you that we've done stimulus packages in the past and hasn't lifted anybody out of poverty. We've given tax breaks. It may give a long-term, it might give a short-term stimulus to the economy, but it doesn't give a long-term answer to people's poverty, right? The only thing that could possibly help people is if you teach them how to make that money work for them and to become successful
unfortunately,
we don't do that, and that's not the mindset, quite honestly.
It's a whole saying.
These people get this money, and what's the first thing they do?
They blow it. But it's a whole saying. You teach a man how to fish, he'll eat forever. But if you just give him a fish, he won't.
Right.
It's the same thing. They're same just thing. Giving people stuff. They're not educating them. They're not giving them jobs.
Cases,
they're not doing any of that.
I know some cases not everybody is there by choice. But there's a choice to work to get out of it, right? Some of these people pride themselves on living how they live. You know, oh, this is my home. This is where I belong. You know, and if somebody lifts themselves out of poverty, all of a sudden they're a terrible person for making themselves better.
Oh, especially if you're if you're black and you get out of the ghetto, the projects, you're trying to be white. That's
they pride themselves on living in the hood.
Yeah.
Their mentality is not to get beyond where they're at. Not all of them. I'm not saying not everybody wants to be where they're at, but I'm just saying, listen, just saying you're going to give somebody money does not take care of the poverty.
And guess what the black people doing? Oh, I'm about to get paid. I'm about to get paid.
I need that new CD.
I'm going to the liquor store. Yeah. I'm going to the liquor store.
Yeah. They're not doing
and I'm gonna get some rims on my. I'm gonna get me some 22-inch rims on my Cadillac.
Right, these riots are gone. I can't go in there and steal it, so they gotta give me the money so I can go get it.
No more looting, but they gonna pay me so I don't have to loot.
Right.
And you know what? That's been a reoccurring thing in the black community, constantly happening. But let's get back to the border here. The border, the state of Texas, Governor Abbott called in the National Guard to go to the border because of, apparently the federal government at the federal level, they are not doing their jobs by protecting the American people. Mm. The past four months alone, there have been over 300,000 arrests. You heard that number correctly. The past 3 months, there have been over 300,000 arrests on our southern border, and it's due to what's in the White House right now with all of these people trying to come because they're being told to come. They've been told to come.
Right.
Most of those people, the great majority, probably in the high 90 percentile, are all adults, not children. Because, you know, the mainstream media, they'll pick out a few kids and, you know, take pictures and do videos and say, oh, look at the children. You know, because they're tugging on the hearts of people. Say, look at the children, basically saying, just open up the floodgates and just let everyone in because of the children.
Right. So today I had lunch with a friend of mine. Her husband just retired as a police officer here in Texas. He pretty much quit because of the politics of police here in Austin, Texas. And he was part of the bomb squad, so they're very active and know exactly the problems that are happening at the border and in cities, including Austin, from this sudden surge of people coming into America. And he said one thing. He said this past weekend alone, there was 500 thefts for what is that? There's something under cars that's like really that people, they steal all the time.
Under cars?
It's not transmission. It's some part.
Under cars?
Yeah. They lift up cars. They take it out. They steal it. And supposedly whatever it is, I can't remember it.
Who steals it?
There's just people in general are just stealing whatever.
I mean, people steal everything. You're talking about rims? Because those are under
cars. It's something underneath.
Carburetors.
No, it's something underneath the car.
Cadillac converter.
It's a converter, I think. Not Cadillac. Is it a converter? Whatever it is.
Well, that's what it's called. It's called a Cadillac converter. That's one thing that's inside of a vehicle.
It's made with a certain metal that's pretty precious or something. So then I guess they 500 of them were stolen just in Austin this weekend, which is like out of control there. And that's on top of there's been more robberies, people, you know, getting held up by gunpoint for their possessions.
We're being invaded.
The United States of America is being invaded right now. So they're at this point where the police are like, man, we need help. Right? I mean, we can't possibly answer to all these calls. We can't possibly, because if you just have 500 of those in one night in Austin, can you imagine the other calls that are happening as well? Come on, people. You know, in one city, there's not 500 police officers on duty. There's not. Right? So there's crime that's just spiking in the city. And he was saying at the border, one of the also biggest problems is the children that are coming. So apparently the cartel in Mexico and stuff, they literally go to houses and tell these people, we're taking your kid across the border because we need a kid to help these people get across the border.
Well, that is true. But in some cases, these parents are actually selling
and there's
their
that
children
too. There's the
for
selling
the money
as well because
and
they get money.
It's so disgusting,
right,
that you would sell your own child like this for 30 pieces of silver.
Right.
I'm just giving an example here. You're selling out your child.
Right.
I mean, I'm just making a point here. You're selling out your child for nothing, for something that's going to be gone within a week or two.
Right.
Or whatever it is, you spend it on, blow it on drugs or whatever. And you got to live with yourself after that.
Right.
Some of these people don't even have any issues with it. We are being invaded in the United States of America, and you have these politicians in the White House, in the government, the U.S. government, that is helping it happen.
Yeah. Psaki, when she was in her conference, and, you know, there's two issues that they brought up with her. One, that these people are not being tested for COVID. She said that was a lie. And then the other one was that children were being held in the same cages that they said Trump was holding kids in, which we know they're not cages. It's a holding facility. But, of course, it's a trigger for a Democrat base to go, oh, my God, cages. Well, let me put that trigger out there for you people. Same cages. Now Biden has 3,200 kids right now and growing in these holding facilities or what you would have called cages under Trump. Democrats got really upset when there was 2,600 in them under President Trump, which President Trump took immediate. He took it very seriously that there was that many kids and almost got it down to zero. So under Biden now, that's escalated to 3,200 and growing. The kids are only supposed to be held for no more than 72 hours, and then they're supposed to be released to somebody, right? Some sponsor, family, whatever. They don't even have enough people working the border to process those kids to even get them to other places. So it's just growing. And then as far as COVID goes, there's people that have come out that are in the centers where these people are held. They say, listen, we are testing them. About 25% are COVID. We can only hold them for 24 hours. And then we are releasing them out into the population. They're not holding these people until they're tested negative. They're not doing any of that. They're literally saying, okay, you're tested. Go ahead and quarantine if you can, wherever you go. Bye.
Yeah.
That's literally what they're doing.
It's disturbing.
And
we're being invaded.
And Psaki said that there's no problem.
Yeah.
He said, it's exaggerated. Biden's own Department of Homeland Security is saying, oh my gosh, we need volunteers.
Yeah,
to help.
He says he's calling for volunteers to help out.
Right, at the border. And she's sitting there going, oh, there's no problem. It's okay.
And you know what?
You guys
imagine
are just
if
exaggerating
the,
it.
Just imagine if the militia shows up to help out because they're asking for volunteers. You would have all of these groups like the ACLU and NAACP, all of them jumping up there trying to say, oh, you're racist for showing up. You're these racist militia groups for showing up, trying to protect the border, protect American families. They don't care about us. These people literally do not care about us. And what is the end result of all of this? What do you think is going to happen? America is just going to decline unless we get good men and women. And I've been screaming this from day in and day out. Unless we get good men and women that's in law enforcement, that's in the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, Homeland Security, to step up and go after these people that have violated the U.S. Constitution. All of them took an oath against foreign and domestic, but not a single one of them, from what I can tell, have stood up and recognized the oath that they've taken. Because as of today, there are tyrants that are literally destroying America. And, you know, it's not something that's supposed to be like we're sitting there talking about like this is coming in the future. No, this is happening right now.
Yeah. There's actually a lawsuit of like 11 different states now against Biden's policy to catch and release these illegal immigrants. And if you catch an illegal immigrant and they've, you know, committed a crime, in most cases, unless it's extreme, you have to let them go. In fact, the AG from Arizona, he says this has to be the dumbest thing of all time. He said Biden's immigration policies actually are preventing the deportation of over 1 million convicted people. That means they've gone to court, they've been convicted, they're guilty, illegal aliens here in America. They can't deport them. And guess who's flipping the bill for these people? And the Democrats are saying that when these people come to America, they don't have to prove that they can support themselves, because that's discrimination. You can't say, oh, these people have to be able to prove that that's a wealth discrimination. Well, you know what? When my great-grandparents came, I had two great-grandparents that came from Italy and Yugoslavia. They had to prove that they could support themselves. They came through Ellis Island. They had to prove that they could support themselves. In some cases, husbands came without their wives until they could settle. They could get a job. They could get enough money to bring them over. And that's responsible immigration. That's responsible, right? We don't have money, people. You're just saying that our businesses are suffering, our people are suffering. There's not enough jobs. There's 17 million people on unemployment, and yet you're going to bring more unemployment people by the millions into our country with COVID. And there's no problem here.
No, there's no problem.
But yet everybody other than Biden and his press secretary are saying, actually, wait a minute, there is a crisis happening here.
There's a crisis. It's 100%. And for anyone to not even recognize it, it's so bizarre. It's almost surreal. It is surreal that this is actually happening like this.
Yeah, less than 100 days in office.
Less than 100 days.
Right.
And I'm still saying it. I'm probably within 100 days, it would not surprise me that it becomes Madam President.
Ugh.
I mean, and then you're talking about, this, oh, man, can you imagine the first executive order? And the ways that she already demonstrated how she doesn't like white people, even though she's married to one. And then how Christians in the nation are going to be, persecuted under this. On the Madam President, she is Hillary Rodham Clinton 2.0, except for she's worse. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine, can you imagine someone being worse than Hillary Clinton? I mean, if you can't, look no further than Kamala Harris. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, she's definitely right up there with Hillary Clinton.
I mean, she's above Hillary Clinton, in my opinion. Above.
Well, because she has more energy and more arrogance and more... She wants to prove herself,
she's
right?
She's more sinister, if you ask me.
Sinister, that's actually a good word.
She's more sinister. And you're right. She has something to prove to the world that I am woman and I can do this. And if you don't like it, I'm going to fix you.
Mm.
I'm telling you. Madam President, about to fix us for real. And you think it's not? I think once it becomes Madam President, that's when we're going to see the full-on Venezuela takedown of the United States of America. The same thing that happened in Venezuela, the same thing's going to happen here. Because look what they're already doing. They're demonizing white people, saying that white people are domestic terrorists. They're demonizing white people because they're Christians. The majority of the people in this nation are Christians, and they're white. They're demonizing them. I mean, we even have an article on our website where it talked about how they're wanting children in California to give an example to start learning these Aztec deity chants so they can start worshiping these deities, these false gods, and that led to human sacrifice and cannibalism. And they're actually pushing that onto the children. They're wanting to push that onto the children to get them to learn that. But when it comes to anything like Christianity, you can't do that. They've banned Christianity prayer in schools pretty much throughout the entire nation. But they're about to bring this in. And you know when it happens in California, it's just going to spread even to other states. Because when you get a mental illness, or like I like to call it, a mental virus like liberalism, once it takes hold someplace, it spreads because a lot of people leave in California and move to other states to spread this nonsense.
Yeah, they sure do. Texas is a good example. And it's interesting, there's quite a few states, like, you know, Arizona used to be solid red. Texas used to be pretty solid red, but we're along the border now. We're getting this influx of, let me tell you what, they're Democrat voters, right? If Biden let you in and Trump didn't, who are you going to vote for? You're going to keep voting for Democrats. They let me in the door.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, they let me in the door. They let me in. And they gave me money.
They said I don't have to be rich. I don't have to show that I can support myself.
Biden gave me money. I vote for Biden because he gave me money. And then once they push Biden out the way, guess who's there? Madam President. So I would love to know how many people out there think that Biden is going to be out and is going to be a Madam President within the next 6 months. I would love to know. Seriously, I thought about starting a poll, you know, doing a poll. Maybe, you know, how they do it, the horse races and stuff like that, and bids or whatever. Now, I don't gamble, so I don't even know how it works. So now I'm thinking we can do a pot. Pick the day, you know, that she can put her hand on whatever the book it is that she put it on. I mean, hard to believe. I would question if it's actually a Bible. But the day they implement the 25th Amendment, and then she just takes control. Because that day is coming really quick. It's right around the corner. And people are not paying attention. They're completely naive if they do not see it taking place right now. This is weird times.
Mm-hmm.
It's strange times in America.
Mm-hmm.
Strange times.
Yeah.
And it's surreal, like I said. So, but anyways, hey, I want to thank everybody for joining us this special Thursday, talking about the possible Madam President, and which I say possible, but I think it's actually going to happen. But anyways, I want to thank everyone for being with us, and do me a favor. Do not forget, send me a text to 88202 and just type my name, W-I-L-L. It's really that simple. 88202 and send a text and type Will. I want to thank everyone again for being with us, and we will see you next Thursday. Take care.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.